This is Akashvani. The news read by Nina Arukal Matthew. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has proposed a comprehensive global development compact on behalf of India. He said that the foundation of this compact will be based on India's development journey and experience of development partnership. The Prime Minister said this in his closing remarks of the third voice of the Global South Virtual Summit today. He said today's discussion paved the way to move forward together and expressed confidence that the discussion will boost the efforts to achieve goals set up by Global South nations. Earlier in this opening remarks, the Prime Minister called on the nations of the Global South to stand united in one voice to become each other's strength. He expressed concern about the current global atmosphere of uncertainty and challenges. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will be on an official visit to Kuwait today. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will meet his Kuwait counterpart, Abdullah Ali Al-Yahya. He is also expected to call on the leadership of Kuwait. Dr. Jaishankar's visit will enable both sides to review various aspects of bilateral relations between the two countries, including political, trade, investment, energy, security, cultural, consular, and people-to-people contacts. The two sides will also exchange views on regional and international issues of mutual interest, potentially addressing the evolving geopolitical landscape in the Middle East and South Asia. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will inaugurate a new state-of-the-art maritime rescue coordination centre of the Indian Coast Guard during his visit to Chennai today. He will also inaugurate the Marine Pollution Response Centre in Chennai and the Coast Guard Air Enclave in Puducherry. The pollution centre, located at the Chennai port, represents a pioneering step in marine pollution management. It will also play a crucial role in coordinating responses to marine pollution incidents, particularly oil and chemical spills in the waters adjoining coastal states. The new facilities are poised to play a pivotal role in ensuring robust maritime security and providing efficient responses to emergencies. Later, he is also scheduled to release a commemorative coin in honour of late M. Karunanidhi on his birth centenary. The Indian Medical Association, IMA, has written to Prime Minister Narendra Modi regarding the incident at R.G. Kerr Medical College and has sought his intervention to bring a central law to check violence against healthcare personnel. The IMA has demanded that the security protocols of all hospitals should be in line with airports. It also demanded that hospitals be declared as safe zones, with the first step being mandatory security entitlements. In its letter, the IMA has requested for meticulous and professional investigation of the crime within a specific time frame and prompt justice. Additionally, the IMA has called for appropriate and dignified compensation for the bereaved family and has asked for improved working conditions for doctors. Union Minister of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying, Rajiv Ranjan Singh, reviewed the measures taken by the department towards achieving the goal of a foot-and-mouth disease, FMD, free India by 2030 through vaccination. Mr. Singh highlighted that the livestock sector is crucial not only for the Indian economy, but also for the livelihoods of farmers. During the meeting yesterday, an action plan has been discussed for making India FMD free by 2030. It was reported that assessments have been conducted to create FMD free zones based on sero surveillance in various states including Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Maharashtra and Gujarat. Nepal's Minister for Foreign Affairs, Dr. Arzu Rana Deuba, will arrive in India on a 5-day official visit at the invitation of External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. Badminton Association of India has sent a team of 39 players to the Asia Under 15 and Under 17 Junior Championship in Chengdu, China, commencing Tuesday. The team aims to win multiple medals and build a strong foundation for the 2025 World Junior Championship, which will be hosted by India. And that is the end of the news bulletin.